This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I almost always have a bloody nose, so sometimes April, when she has an idea, late at night when we're on tour, we'll put her pinky up my nose to get some blood. And then write it down on my chest.
Right.
Yeah,
I thought the bloody nose was like because you are having an idea or something, but that's different.
No.
I also immediately thought I had so many ideas.
You get a bloody nose when April has
I get a bloody nose.
Oh, that's really lucky.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. That's a good partner.
When I realized that is how to determine why I'm having a bloody nose, I was like, oh, obviously we're supposed to be a duo.
Did you say at night? Did you say you get bloody nose at night?
At night, but during
also
the day
kind of
too.
Constantly.
April
has so many good ideas.
So many ideas, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So much of the time.
And it was crazy. Yeah. Before we met, Grace would just get them with no correlation. And then we met and we were like, oh, it makes sense now. You're getting them when I have an idea.
Yeah. You're not sick or anything.
That's what we call found family. All,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
In the community.
Mm-hmm. Community's everything.
KZ, are you recording
this? Yeah, I'm rolling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to want all of this.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Will you play the theme song?
Yeah. Yeah, we should. We won't hear it, I guess, but. And we'll.
It's playing.
It's playing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
I know. It was an early trial of what has become now our overlord, right? This mm-hmm. whole like tech revolution, mm-hmm. and I
it set back
embrace them. I mean, we. Yeah, it was. We said that it was an artist named Annalise, but yeah. if you look closely, an
well, that's
A
what the
and
A stands
I
for.
Are in the,
yes.
in the
exactly.
actual letters.
And the
of
L,
the
lowercase L, was actually a capital I.
It's, we should mm-hmm. just because yeah. AI creates a lot of chaff doesn't mean we shouldn't lick the diamonds. You know,
that's exactly
yeah,
right.
We always separate the diamonds from the chaff.
Yeah,
and specifically so that we can taste them.
Yes.
That's been a long time philosophy of the show.
But
and
people
I'm so
heard
happy.
The AI song and they were like, this isn't very good. I don't think AI is like necessarily going to be that good.
So it kind of delayed it.
I like the song.
I love the song.
It's crazy. Do you guys know people are trying to get us to like, you know, respect the intelligence of AIs and stuff? There's like an AI rights movement going. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. I just don't. Because if we have to respect the intelligence of AI, what's next? Women? The intelligence
wow.
of,
okay.
you know,
wow.
That I just Let don't. Just it's a slippery slope.
Move my chair a little further.
I just don't know
away.
Where. I just don't know where it's going.
Some of these hot takes.
Okay,
but this is why we got y'all.
Sorry, not to start off with a heater, but just something bouncing around in my head today.
I wanted to talk about
I think
like
science
the
fiction is cool. Is just what like I think.
Did you see the new Fletch? I guess not that new.
The new what?
The Fletch movie? Fletch movie. I saw called, the newest, the latest one. Like
the latest Fletch.
The latest yeah, installment
Fletch.
Of Fletch.
What?
Yeah, I did punch up on Hello Fletch.
You get over did? Yes. Get over here, Fletch.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my idea.
That's right.
For him to take his notebook out of his back pocket instead of his shirt pocket.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And so. Because as you, if you've seen the movie Hello Fresh, you know that now he's like, oh, I shit out another idea. And then he grabs his notebook and then he writes it down right there.
Yeah
we're all familiar.
Then it's like as
shit.
If it's
we're
coming out of his ass.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, there was stuff I liked in the movie that, I don't know, that wasn't my favorite thing. In,
oh, okay.
I don't think of it as
and
the best
other people
part.
In the
yeah.
movie didn't like it that much either, which I yeah, thought.
That was interesting,
people,
and I don't know
like,
if you brought that to it.
The characters in the
it.
Movie were not responding
people
to
keep
that.
Asking him to stop doing that,
yeah.
which I thought was like kind of cool that I felt more aligned with. Because you go in, you're with Fletch. You're yeah. on Fletch's team. But it actually brought me into the world of the other characters to be like, I also wish Fletch wouldn't do this anymore.
I had the thought of like, what are those people doing? I'm kind of hoping we could follow them.
Yeah.
Wherever they're going in the next scene. We did end up mostly staying with Fletch, but when he would do that stuff, he also didn't have, he's a reporter, so he didn't have that many like ideas.
Well, yeah, you know, I never think of that about, being like,
regarding
yeah.
following people into other scenes. Have you heard of, it's called imagination. It can do incredible things.
Yeah.
You can actually follow people in movies, the characters into other scenes, and it's not even shown on the screen. It's just, it's like in your mind or something.
Are you thinking of an imaginarium?
You can.
I don't fully understand the concept.
Yeah. Are you thinking of a? Well, are you thinking of Dr. Parnassus and his imaginarium?
Oh,
it sounded like you said something else.
No, yeah. I'm not. I actually am not an expert on this. You guys should probably take this up in a different. Why
are you are an expert on this? Well, though.
I just
you are an expert on this.
I'm sorry. I just it was just something I was thinking about.
You like stop down the whole thing.
Okay, sorry. I don't. I just. I don't want to toot my own horn or whatever. I know a little bit about imagination.
We were like all enjoying this Fletch conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you like grabbed the wheel and jerked it over to the side of the road to be like, let's talk about the imaginarium. Or
see, you said that again.
You're doing it weird.
You did the same thing as before.
That's my bad. That's totally
what
my bad.
What characters have you gone and followed for the rest of the movie?
Mostly women, and especially the more attractive ones.
You're
it can
following
be really
them into
fun
the
to follow them into the bathroom and such, and just you know,
you
not in a weird
that.
Way, just
they
to see what they're up
go
to.
Into the bathroom, and
they
I
sometimes
am like,
do that. Yeah,
wow,
absolutely. And you know, like
what's going on?
You know how you know movies a lot of times won't like show all of the sex stuff or whatever. Yeah. You can just kind of keep going. Even after
it
cuts
away.
It is
freaky. So yeah. Characters will fall into bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll
and then
just,
you just
like,
don't see. And then they're waking up the next
it's
morning.
Like
it's like, what happened?
And
in
so when
that
the
time.
Camera like pulls that, you can, as it's drifting up and away,
right.
you pull it back with your mind.
Mm. Totally.
Or
absolutely.
When the character pulls the blinds down in front of you, you actually reach out and pull
that's
the blinds
that's
back.
Exactly. Oh. That's exactly right. You know that?
Well, and
see, I have
that
to project
is just another
myself.
Way that science fiction is incredible at letting us
yes.
think about what ourselves do
yes.
when we're not doing it.
Well, I shoot myself into the...
Wait a second.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Say that again. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on my thing, but I wasn't willing to kind of...
Sometimes
do, you know, the ethos
really
of this
there.
Podcast
say
is,
exactly,
I like my idea,
exactly
but I love
what,
your idea.
Say exactly what you
what,
said
you
again,
say?
Grace.
I think what I said was that science fiction allows us to think about what we're doing when we're not doing it.
Okay, I think it was very different.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not the idea that got my attention.
I think we
yeah.
lost it. I think we might have lost it.
But what I was forever. Saying is... it sounds like you're projecting yourself into
totally.
The room with the people and like
yeah.
you're catching the blinds. I project
right.
myself into the body of
oh,
the camera
good.
Person. So I'm just working the camera yeah. and I'm kind of going like, are we not going to shoot the rest of this stuff?
Oh.
That's oh. really good.
This is a cut?
That's
are
really,
you sure?
That's
this
really
was
good.
Just getting good.
Yeah. yeah and
but I
a question,
am in the room.
That's a question that's posed to us by science fiction because it's like in the future you could be the camera.
That's
person.
True.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
the advice. You know the like kind of classic acting advice. It's like if you're gonna get cut off in a scene, you know, you should have the next word ready to go. Like, don't read like
right.
the getting cut off
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's kind of the same thing with like sex scenes in
you should
movies.
At least
you
know
should at least start fucking
right.
for real, kind of at
yeah.
the.
What is
and,
it? So if you're getting cut off in a scene.
Yeah, yeah. If you're getting cut off, in a scene, you wanna. You know, have the next word ready to go. Yeah, exactly. That's totally right. That's good.
Okay.
That's very good. That's
go.
Good.
Don't just yeah. Get
it
cut
looks
off.
Like you. Like,
you're not expecting to get cut off. The characters
right.
Not
I don't
cut.
Know.
No, they, that's exactly
they
right.
They don't know.
That's exactly
talk.
Exactly.
They don't know they're going to talk.
That's just a little inside tip.
This
for,
is something.
So
you
I just by the way, this is just in case this isn't what you mean. It looks like you're trying to write down this piece of advice with a soda can. Is that going okay? Is there anything else you want to
Have you heard of improv?
Well, I'm just sort of. I'm also wondering if he's using his imaginarium and if it if it is like actually.
Uh-huh.
And you did just
big,
drink
thick pen.
Okay, you just drank from your pen.
big thick drinkable pen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this is like, okay, we've got AI, but we don't have a big thick drinkable pen yet.
That's interesting.
Where's our priorities?
Literally, where are our priorities?
And my dad's been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, it's so crazy, right? And we don't have a, we were able to have your dad be dead for 20 years.
But no, we crazy. Have a okay.
We can put we can put a man under the ground. But somehow, we can't put a big thick pen like this and some juice in it or something. So yeah. Right.
You know, Grace, using AI, I think that in the near future, they might actually be able to
recreate
your dad.
Dad hitting my mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Upload. Yes.
Maybe it's, like a hand
gonna
controlled
be,
by
it's
AI.
It's going to be very violent.
We'll be able to slap my mom.
We can bring your dad back to beat you.
Yeah.
As an That's artificial intelligence.
I need to be able to recreate it. To learn from it, to grow from it, to go through it.
Can I ask, yes. This is going really well. Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
From the two of you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? What are you doing here? What's happening right now? And it, part of it's our job to establish, like, it's April of the Grace. It's
totally.
The sketch team.
Totally.
Oh, God. But
totally.
It's also, like, this is Hollywood
sketch.
Handbook.
Would
like,
we call ourselves a sketch team?
I mean, I wouldn't say so.
What do you do?
I wouldn't
What's
quite.
What's your thing?
I
comedy
quite
duo,
use that
comedy
word.
Team. Yeah.
Sure.
I guess my hope it was that you would do more sketch.
Own it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like we need you to also to be. Yeah. To be oh, like we need sketch people in here.
We need to take the
for
flag.
Diversity reasons. Yeah. You need sketch
yeah.
teams.
Yeah. We need. We have
in
to
here.
Hit the, yeah.
You actually have a diversity.
Who's our
quota.
La- like?
Some
who's the last
people.
Sketch people we have?
The bearer of the flag.
Who do we have? We had like
we haven't had a single whitest kids
boy,
you know
like,
ever.
No, we never
not
did.
Not any of them.
Not even Timmy.
No. Not even Timmy.
We didn't even have Timmy.
Wow. I've done
Sam
at least
said
two
no.
shows
Zero before. Kids in the hall.
I guess you just don't have many gay friends.
whether or not I do, I think it's friends. Separate from this.
Oh, like, okay. Like, that's
sure,
interesting.
Sure,
okay, yes.
The sketch thing is
I just don't think
game.
It's related.
Well, I mean, also
to,
definitely, like, definitely not
it's correlation.
Not having
it.
Gay
yeah.
friends yeah. can be a career advantage, I would say.
Right.
I think that having gay yeah. friends is kind of
staying
a,
in your lane is a respect thing,
I
too.
Would say stay in your lane. Don't talk to gay people.
Who? What, were you asking who we are?
Yeah,
like,
so
what's
the,
going
so
on
the answer
here?
To that question, I would say... Just my opinion is that I'm April Clark, and this is my best friend, Grace Freud.
I'm Grace Freud, and what are we?
Well, we are a comedy duo. Some people have called us that, you know. It's not, I don't believe in labels per se.
Yeah,
it's kind of a complicated
thing. Some people
have
called us trans.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
Some people have called us bracketized.
And see, that one, I just don't even know if it's a word. But yeah, people have called us a lot of things. Some I'm not even allowed to say here.
Okay.
And I won't. I won't say them.
Okay.
But we.
The last one, Brachiosaurus.
If you call someone a slur, you should at least make sure it's a slur they can say, is all
yes,
I'll say.
Yes. Right. I would. Yeah, I would. I would agree with that. Yeah. I think to call someone a slur, you have to also be that slur. Every straight guy who has used the F slur, I think, is definitionally gay. Because
yes.
if you're gay, you can say it. So if you can say it, you're gay. So if
so
you
if
say
you
it,
can
you're
physically
gay.
Say it.
If you can physically say the F
that,
slur,
that
you,
means you are gay.
You are gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you're curious if you're gay, try saying the F slur.
Yeah, and if you can physically say it.
You should probably start sucking
that
dick
means
and
you,
cock.
And you're a gay man. Yeah. So, but definitionally, like words we can say is we are girl god.
Okay.
Yeah, we are girl god. That's the name that we perform under together.
Okay.
And
we're the boys.
You're the boys?
We are
yeah.
the boys.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, so yeah. that's awesome.
That is awesome. Cool. That's great.
I'm a little worried talking about slurs and stuff. I'm just like kind of worried because the AI is like compiling all this stuff now.
That's
you know
what I
mean?
Worry about. Is
it's all
AR...
going in. Mm-hmm. The AI is Imaginarium, basically.
That's
and so
true.
Like now this is stuff they're learning and they're going to start like seeing these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like doing like being biased and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
And Hollywood Handbook like, will outlive us by a lot. It's going
to
we'll probably retire in a couple weeks and the show will keep getting made and maybe get good again. But the problem will be that if guests introduce, even with respect, a concept that's toxic.
Yes.
Yeah.
That the AI will seize on that.
Mm.
Yeah. You guys should have an AI on the show. That would be
again,
good.
Again, like we can't even have any of the whitest kids you know.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Were.
How are we
going to
get
an AI?
Intelligence.
Looking at
you,
look me in
the
eye.
Wow.
As like, we're just, I don't know.
You
know,
we're worried.
We had a huge
problem. Even seeing the word,
huge
even seeing the word slur, transphobia.
The AI is like, oh, what is that? The AI is like asking
the
questions.
The burst wouldn't come on.
The AI is supposed to, like, the AI's job is to hit grace. That's all we've established. Like, the AI is supposed to be doing, not like be racist or like anything else.
Right.
That's all that's supposed to happen.
I mean, I just,
I think I need I need a few hits because
I
have not gotten my homework done.
In my opinion, it wouldn't be racist to hit grace. Yeah.
I don't think it's racist to hit me.
No.
That's what it, sometimes I say when you're like doing, I see you put out these sketches and stuff, and I'm like, shouldn't she be doing her homework? Like,
right.
Like, yeah.
Which, like, it's all, it's great to have fun. I like to laugh with my friends after homework's done.
Yeah.
Like,
I
when the homework's finished, like, sure, let's all, like, have a blast.
And
so,
yeah,
that's awesome.
I guess, I from my perspective, it's like, fuck homework. This sucks. I piss on it and I jump it down the toilet.
See, if you were.
And then I'll flush it down and go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
So if
fuck yourself if you think I should have to do all homework.
Okay, so you brought your homework all the way home, at least. Uh-huh, like, you didn't lose
it. You have it.
To
get it into the toilet.
Some people lose it.
Some part of you.
But you painstakingly filed it. In the correct folder, knew it was homework, so you could
like,
piss on it.
If you actually feel that way about homework, why'd you even pick it up off the desk? Like, just leave it at school or whatever.
Because it's fun to hate something.
So, Grace, if you were my kid, I would hate it.
I feel like the AI is going to have a field day with
It's an activity.
Like, it's just like...
I do homework, but I do my own homework, and I take my own class, and I'm teaching myself how to destroy something.
Grace, what number comes after 4? Okay.
What are you doing later?
Okay.
What are you
this
doing
is,
later?
Okay.
This is a classic homework
this
doing
is, that's
result.
That's not homework.
You
this is like...
You want to fucking
your friend,
light some shit on?
Your friend.
You know
already
each other already.
So you're
like,
already
just,
you came here together. You
I'm
already
just
know
I know,
other.
But you want to light some shit on? I got some fucking axe, man. I got some fucking X. That shit goes crazy.
Axe?
Oh, X?
Bodies? Oh, yeah. X. Okay, it sounded like you were saying
crazy.
Axe. Yeah. Which you can light on fire.
X do go crazy.
Really good.
It just goes crazy. You ever hear, or you ever smell? Sorry, I didn't really do the census homework either.
What?
Did you ever smell
Vic's vape
a Bahama run? Sunset on fire? It's crazy.
That's April. That's your friend April.
Yeah.
Yeah. April already. Friend. You already know each other.
I know, but I'm just. I'm just asking her what she's doing later to see if she can hang out and do shit with me.
Kevin, well, I just like as this.
I have
just
plans
goes
later.
So poorly. Let's talk to Kevin for a second because Kevin did say he had 7 or 8 minutes planned. Of material about how we're having April for the first show in May.
Does anyone else find it interesting?
I'm going to kill myself tonight.
I know. I didn't want it. I said,
God.
Can you cut it down a little bit?
That's good.
And he said, I can't lose any of this. It's all gold.
All right, let's hear it.
That's good.
Does anyone else find it interesting? That for our first episode in May, we have April with us. April is also the name of a month, but it is actually not the month that we have April on with us. She's on the episode that comes out in May.
He had another thing that it was like, and
is
this
that,
one I really
it?
Don't get, but it was that we're saying grace, but he already had his dinner.
Yeah. And it's so early for him to have had his dinner already.
It's like
to say
none
it's
of us will have had
dinner,
dinner like
yet.
It's
yeah.
specific to
what
you.
What time does he eat dinner?
Yeah. What time do you eat dinner?
Around 3:30. It's time for
okay.
So how's it like? What's like career stuff? How are we doing? Like,
yeah,
how's everything going?
Anything lined
well,
up?
We just got back from touring.
Mm-hmm. We did,
and now we're, I've got kind of the road is feels like it's still in me. I feel like I'm still driving.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on the road my entire
That's
life.
That's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still yeah, you know, touring
Get
is
that
crazy.
Engine under you. You can kind of still feel it, huh?
Yeah. We actually,
yeah.
And they do.
Gray's actually loves the road so much that one day on tour, we were on the highway. That's true. I agree with that. We were on the highway on tour one day.
You see red, yellow, and green. What color are you waiting for, you turkey?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Come on.
But I feel like it's important to know that Gray's actually loves the road so much that we were on the highway on tour, and Grace actually tried to open the door and get out of the car while we were driving to get her phone. To get her phone off the floor, she tried to get out of the car while we were driving on the highway.
When you are in and of the road won't hurt you.
She was like, we're not even going that fast. Maybe 15, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, we weren't going that fast.
Yeah, maybe 15, 20 miles an hour. That's all.
I just readjusted myself. I wasn't getting out of the car.
Yeah, she unbuckled.
I did unbuckle.
Sometimes to do a big readjust, you have to swing the door all the way open.
Well, see, I don't know about that.
I can't fully readjust unless I'm on the roof of the car sometimes.
Yes. Okay. Every window, every door, the trunk, and the sunroof sometimes have to be open if you're just
for
like,
you to successfully
I need to
readjust.
Just swing my legs out.
Yeah.
So that I could dip down and grab the phone up. But I was not allowed to do that. Because
no, it's not normally allowed to do that when you're driving.
Everyone screamed at me and I had to slam it back closed.
April, did you do any introspection at that point about something you might have done that would have made Grace feel that it was preferable to jump out of the car than like continue whatever the conversation was that you were having?
I would say that it's not my fault if someone else looks at my actions and decides they want to die. That's not really on me. I did do some serious introspection. So the answer is yes.
Okay. So you actually looked inward
and I concluded actually we're all good.
Okay. As long as you did
100% would make every decision the same.
I did the introspection and I'm happy with where my decisions have led me in this moment in my life.
Okay.
So
all right.
And it's not my fault if, you know, there were casualties along the way.
Yeah.
That's their story, and I don't want to make it about me. You know,
when people are so not into it.
Yeah, I don't want to center myself.
Hey, what's happening over here? They open the door.
Totally.
Like, there's just the road out there.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. I mean, I don't want to center myself in other people's stories.
Sure.
So,
in April's defense, I'm just that's something I do a lot.
And you just jump out of that car.
Yeah. I open the car door a lot.
Yeah.
I think I've done it like 5 times in my life, and I don't think that. It's as dangerous as people act like it is.
Having the door open. Yeah, grow up, everybody.
Yeah, like, be an adult.
Just like, you know, all these rules, right? Like, don't, you know, open the car door.
Don't record our wills
moving. That's
interesting. Like, don't do, you
that's
know.
That's definitely like, interesting.
Stay, fucking, you know, in the car or whatever. Like, it's just like, okay, sure, no. That's so boring. No, I'm actually tough.
So you had to come back from tour. You like had to give up, basically.
Yeah,
you had to come
tour.
Back.
Yeah, we only did the American leg of the tour, and we were planning on doing all 7 continents.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently the airlines didn't like some of the decisions we made, and that's their problem.
Yeah, they weren't allowing us to fly internationally because they were worried that I was going to.
I thought you were in a car. Weren't you just in a car?
We were, but
they had heard
like,
about
what?
The tour.
Like, what am I? About, I don't understand.
They heard about the car door thing and they were
the
worried it was going to become an
called
airplane
the plane
door
or something.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that is the one thing where like opening the door.
Yeah, it turns out a guy in our car was actually an undercover marshal.
Yes,
air marshal.
Yeah,
there are all these people. You were saying too, like everyone got mad at me. Why are there all these people in the car?
There were a lot of people
air marshal in
the car.
A car. It's so undercover.
There was a car marshal on the road. Anytime you're in a car, any member of that car could be an undercover
car
cop. Yeah. You never know who the car marshal is.
They're subservient to the air marshals. They're checking to see
they weren't quite
good
enough.
If this person can't handle being in a car, they certainly can't handle being on a plane.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And they want to get promoted up to air marshal, so they're kind of like overplaying the threat. That,
yeah,
you know, I think you're so.
Presenting. Right. Personally, wow. Be like, we just dealt with a live one. Right.
Personally,
today.
I think they way overplayed
great experience it. For me though.
They way overplayed it. They way overplayed it. But we, yeah, I mean,
got my feet extremely wet today with a major close call. Yeah, I kept my cool. I handled it fine. Would have probably gone down the same even if I was, you know, 3,000 feet up in the sky in a plane. But, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It's all the same. It's all vehicles. So it's not exactly the same. I can get paid more, obviously, being a plane. Carbo, it's not a very good job. But, yeah, we
there's no food.
We pulled
for
it off.
They
yeah.
have never yeah. once given me any food in the car.
Nope.
When you buy your own snacks, you're not
serious. Gotta bring all my own snacks.
Fucking...
Found a Bobo's oat bar in the glove compartment, but of course it was open and it was not a flavor I would have chosen. So,
well, we had, yeah, you know, we had a big van. We had, I don't know, 13 people in there.
Shit.
Damn.
And we don't know damn. Most of them. We damn. Didn't know how most of them got in there.
Damn.
You know,
damn.
I feel like our reps just kind of picked people that they thought would inspire us to, you know, write the best stories and
yeah.
Put us in a good direction in life.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, our opener, we'll send it. And then
we had some celebrities there
we
too.
We had some celebrities.
Was Green Day in the van?
Green Day
they
was
actually
in the van.
Were okay, in the van.
This Green Day is was a pretty in the good van.
Yeah.
And let's just say, I learned a lot about tax law because they know it backwards and forwards. They have never gotten fucked over once. And that was very
invaluable
paternal of them.
At this stage.
That was very
in your
paternal
career.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was weird because
it's called Green Day because it's like all the money they get
yes.
from not getting
Green Day's
fucking
tax
taxes.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wow. Huge refund.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. And we, yeah, we had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection.
the Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And so what sketch are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are we going to be seeing here today on the show?
Well, what sketch are we going to do on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've actually got one that we are very excited about that we've but
what you're excited too,
about matters, I want to say, but also like if we like it is also
what sketch would you guys like
our audience,
show? We still have to have the show
what sketch would you guys like us to do?
We are really feeling like that, like the next big thing is like very, very regional content. Mm-hmm.
Hyper local.
Yes. That's great. Hyper-local. That's a really
so,
good.
So like
Casey
was telling me before, this is Casey.
Mm-hmm. Hey Casey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey Casey, where's the Sunshine Band? I'm hey, fucking with
Joe,
you. I'm fucking with
well?
You. But that's,
Joe,
but that this is the kind of thing.
Where was that a reference?
No, I just no, I don't know. But it's but this is the kind of thing where it's like Casey loves it, right? So I'm playing directly to my audience.
That makes sense.
Like that's
one,
good.
Stuff one.
Is like that's
Casey
really
1-2-1
Fort Lauderdale, or maybe is it Fort Lauderdale proper, or like. Outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, outside of Fort Lauderdale.
So he's Pearl Springs. I knew as he was saying it, I was like, he's not from Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say, what's like the spot where you would go, like with your friends? Like, what was like the spot in Coral
with
Springs?
The homies? Yeah.
I left after I graduated high school, so it was usually the mall.
So
or the
no friends at all. Yeah.
The mall.
It's like, where would you go with your friends? It's like, well, I left after
high school,
so I didn't have a chance to make a friend.
Well, yeah, I had friends in high school.
Okay.
Where did you go?
Right, to the mall or the movie theater?
Okay.
What parts of the mall did you go to? Yeah, Is there a specific store?
Yeah. The whole mall?
Or maybe Victoria's Secret?
Never
I'm
really
not
went
allowed
to
in
Victoria's
there anymore.
Secret. Went to Hot Topic, though.
Okay.
There's no,
are you scared? Are you scared of femininity?
No.
Are you scared of what you might learn about yourself in there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never really saw
kids all think they're tough. They go to Hot Topic. Well, what's actually tough is going into
Victoria's Secret. Yeah, you go to Victoria's Secret and you try
and
score yourself.
That's right.
And you get banned. You get kicked out, you get banned.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's actually go to Victoria's Secret, you get kicked out, get banned.
Hot Topic is all about these fucking brands. Hot Topic is all about Twilight and Adventure Time.
That's right.
And all that bullshit.
That's
you're
right.
Being
Victoria's
producted.
Secret,
you
what
are
is
a
Victoria's
consumer.
Secret about? It's about the human body and the decisions we make about how
that's,
we present ourselves.
And it's about, you know, a celestial, like eternal, you know,
I would say
beams.
So.
Yeah.
It's angels. It's the afterlife.
Yeah. It's a connecting point.
Bombos.
It's a world religion.
Bazongas.
It's like Victoria's Secret is
right.
Like,
of course.
It's Judeo-Christianity, but a different term for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, a different term for that.
A different term.
Not that one for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So was there anywhere that's just like where there's like, it's not a chain.
Like a place
it's
we
like,
could do a sketch about.
Yeah. Like a, what's like, a, like the place?
Something local, regional, specific.
Like where'd you go?
Or like
wait,
food. He said the movie.
Like what
movie did you see?
And like what would be like a good joke to do
maybe.
About it?
Yeah. Do you remember one of the movies?
Oh, wait. Was there like a house, like a friend's house you went to?
And the address of it.
I like this area. Whose house we going to?
Yeah.
We did used to hang out in Dave's garage.
Okay.
Dave's garage.
Oh,
Dave's
garage. Oh my God. You guys ever been to Dave's garage?
Trouble.
I think that's kind
of. We all know what goes down in Dave's garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is on the Bullworth the soundtrack there, Dave's garage. Somebody get the Bullworth soundtrack CD.
I don't think everyone in the town has to have gone there. They just need to have heard of it.
Okay. Have they all heard of Dave's garage?
Yeah, did the stories
everyone
proliferate?
In the town?
No,
the
everyone, town everyone in the right? town has not heard of Dave's
isn't
garage.
Isn't there
but
like
most,
a crane shack
but if we
or something?
Do it, it's got to be enough people that everyone else will feel stupid if they don't kind of start rolling with it. Yeah.
We would go to, I mean, there was a lot of changes like Chili's. Carrabba's.
Oh, but they have those in a lot of places.
God.
I mean, this is Coral Springs, Florida.
There's no place. There's no.
Wait,
like...
what? Were there springs?
No, not even a spring. No.
You're done. Get out of here.
So I'm guessing the people of Coral Springs, Florida must just not enjoy comedy. You just can't do regional comedy.
You can't sketch them.
You can't do sketch about Coral Springs.
That's
why they live there.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they live
hide.
There.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, there's
to
all these memes of like Florida man, and it's always they've done some insane, interesting thing, often sketch worthy. And it's like, I finally meet Florida man. All he tells me is like Dave's Garage, Hot Topic. Doesn't even remember what movie he saw.
Jesus.
All right, Kevin. It's Kevin Turton now.
It's Kevin Turton.
Where are you from?
Naperville, Illinois.
Jesus. So you already know the questions we're going to ask. Oh,
yeah. So what was the spot?
And don't say Dave's Garage.
The spot was called Jimmy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, Casey.
Okay. Jimmy.
This tell is me, the kind of thing.
Tell me about,
I know we've that. Only done a few episodes.
Tell me about Jimmy's.
It was a bar and grill restaurant recently closed.
Oh, I feel like I'm in there.
I think I've been to Jimmy's before.
Oh, we missed
Jimmy's.
Oh, my God.
We miss it.
Was Jimmy's a real guy?
Yes. And now it's called Bev's because a different bar bought it.
Wait, were you...
They serve Bev's.
And they serve Bev's.
Right?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Empire, a third location, bought
Jimmy's.
Never
go to a third location.
Never go to a third location. Empire bought Jimmy's, closed it, said, we're adding a second floor to Jimmy's. We're calling it Bev's. The city said, no second floor. Everyone's pissed in the city right now.
Uh-huh.
The whole city's pissed. Oh, my gosh. And we're cool. So we're going to be on the side of the people from the city. And we're going to say,
we want a second floor. We want to jump out of there.
Yeah, we want to jump off the second floor.
What's that second floor?
I want to get myself.
Running started. Jump through the window.
This I'm is great. Fall. I mean... But yeah,
and I want to be allowed to see my kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my dog back.
Come on.
We want to see our kids play in the yard. We're not
allowed. I
want
to be allowed to take them to there one more to take them there. Mm-hmm. I'd let second floor. Mm-hmm.
No, not just the second floor. We want 100 floors.
And
we
my
want
kids,
1,000 floors.
And I'm going to take
we
my
want
kids
every
on
single
all
resident of,
them.
Of Naperville, Illinois.
Now
this whole
to
town's
have their
gotten
own floor.
Squashed ever since Jimmy's closed. Now we call it Bev's just because they sell Bev's. What's next? Close down Victoria's Secret and
just
call it
they...
Panties? And let me guess, it's half a floor tall. I got to get on a skateboard and roll in on my tummy.
It's called panties with an apostrophe S.
Come on.
Give me a break.
Enough of this. Now, Naperville.
If you're listening.
Diaperville stinks.
That's
BU.
Right.
Somebody change it.
Now, those jokes might not make sense to you unless you're from Naperville.
Yeah, the only
but if you are
from
Naperville,
you'll really have liked that segment.
That makes a lot of sense to you.
Yes.
Yeah. To you.
What was Jimmy like?
Never met him.
All you know is that he's a real guy.
He's a real guy. You ever seen a picture of him?
No.
What was the thing you get at Jimmy's?
I'm starting to have
Well,
some
we know
questions.
He's humble. Had his own restaurant. Named after him. Didn't put a picture up.
Was there a statue of him?
Well, no, listen. I'm starting to have some questions about the authenticity of this Jimmy guy.
I mean, I have some questions about
it made up to me, too.
I have some questions in general,
maybe
too.
Maybe he existed, but... He did something shameful.
He's getting his phone
and they had
out.
To yeah. take his image away.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. People going like, oh, yeah.
Do you think it could have possibly been named after a Jimmy from across the pond?
And what pond is that?
The Atlantic Ocean. Possibly could have been named after a little man named Jimmy Savile.
You think it was named after Jimmy Savile?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I guess
is that
they did
the issue,
have to change
Kevin?
It.
That is the issue, Grace. You nailed it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's really bad.
Well,
that
thanks for bringing that up.
So that's why there wasn't a picture up. Hey, where's there should be a picture of Jimmy up in here. Oh, well, we're washing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. We had to go wash the picture.
It's at the mechanic.
Yeah.
The eyes are supposed to light up when you're up.
And there's a big... neon thumbs down that blinks and that's out too.
Yeah, so
okay, good. Okay, so they don't like Jimmy Savile. There's a big neon thumbs down.
Well, it's Jimmy's thumb.
They tried that before they removed the picture.
Okay, they were like,
they
all right, let's
that.
Just
profiting off of your own.
And the stuff about Jimmy Savile came out. They're like, okay, we can navigate this.
First, they just put up a little piece of tape that said, "Please ignore." And then they were still getting
that wasn't
complaints
working at all.
Yeah.
Then they decided to put their money where their mouth was and pay for that big neon thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. They said, it looks like we skimped.
Yeah.
And we do have to actually invest and say, like, look, some of our money is bad money, but let's put it towards a good cause, putting a thumbs down over this band's image.
Wow.
And then that also didn't work.
Then they just had to close it, name it after Beverly D'Angelo. Surely nothing will ever come out of Beverly D'Angelo.
No.
All right. Well, we can do one sketch.
Yep.
One sketch about you. What was the big order?
Yeah.
And what would be like a funny sketch to do about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, what's a funny sketch idea for that?
That would be huge.
And use the food.
Something only Naperville would understand.
Yeah, like maybe my ex is from Naperville, actually.
Aw.
Okay, so Kevin, I don't really know why you had to go and do that.
Tread lightly.
Yeah, this is a little hurtful.
Yeah, I don't really know why you had to go and do that right now. But
yeah.
The classic meal at Jimmy's is a Jimmy Burger.
Ew.
Gross.
Okay.
Jimmy sauce?
Oh, yeah. No. A freaking burger with a damn Jimmy hat on it where the lettuce and tomatoes usually goes.
It's a quarter pounder. It's a hamburger with cheese and fries. You can get a Sprite, too. Fountain drink.
Okay.
And maybe
Sprite. Kevin's from one of those towns where they call every soda Sprite.
Let me just get a root beer Sprite.
So this is what only Naperville would understand. Okay. This is your camera. This is mine. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get a Jimmy Burger with fries and a Sprite, please?
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of Sprite?
IBC
want?
Root beer. That's regional sketch.
Yeah.
That's what only Naperville would understand. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to...
That's what you need.
Need to do.
Twitter's burnt. Like, none of this shit is working anymore. Instagram is dead. Facebook is dead. It's
regional
all
sketch.
iMessage now. Yes. That's the only way your shit is getting around.
TikTok is a psyop.
Yes. You seed it. You text a couple... What's your area code, Kevin? Come on, Kevin.
Right? Yeah, you
like,
got it.
Like, people
come on,
are,
dude. People
630.
Are...
Wow.
Wow.
Funny.
And so, like, you just, like, seed a couple texts to the 630 numbers.
That's the future
and, like,
of comedy, I think.
If it's actually only shit that they would understand, they're, like, now they're sending it around within that area.
63PO.
63PO.
Now,
like,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's, like, great. Like, that's another, like, great Naperville joke. Like,
that's good.
They will lose their fucking minds.
Girls here are kind of like 6'3 hoes, huh?
So that one, I don't get it.
I don't want it either.
Oh, that's, it was kind of just
really
making
understand.
Like,
talk,
what does it mean?
Joke.
Mm. Oh, because
like a sexually
raunchy joke. Because of, like, girls?
The girls who have sex?
Like, all the girls there have sex? You honestly believe that, Chris?
Yes, I do.
You honestly believe that every girl in that area
every
code?
Every girl in Naperville.
There are children in that area code.
Yeah. Kids can have... Well,
they shouldn't.
Again, well, we have to keep doing the show. Like, I know for you, like, you just do the show and then you go live your life. But we come back to the show every time. So whatever you do to the show,
it's making me
want to
go back
dealing
to Casey's Fort Lauderdale Bowl.
And honestly, it was better because it was so, like, sanitized and safe. Like, I just felt safe. I knew where I was. I was bored. I didn't want it. But I was not in danger in any way.
I've actually been thinking, you know, I've had enough of jokes. And I'm trying to, if you're listening to this, go ahead and tweet hashtag end the jokes. Okay. I think it's time to end comedy. We need to get that trending.
At least, so that we can.
That sounds like something like Joker 3 that would be spray painted on the wall. Yeah.
Hashtag end the jokes.
Yeah.
I think I've had enough.
Final.
And if you're with
me. The Joker's in charge, kind of, but like now there's like.
Now that he's
new...
in charge, he's the bad guy.
Yeah,
he's
and like
mainstream.
It's not, like, it's not Batman saying it.
Like the new, like no, it's not. Well, Batman is not going to be in it for like a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Probably not until Joker 8.
He's a little, yeah. He's like a yeah. little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like a little kid.
He's a little kid.
Yeah.
And he's Joker's little brother.
And you see him like at the end of the movie as a little kid and he sees so where, Joker.
Just
and he, like,
for my context.
Just a Joker a little bit.
For my context.
Because he's too little.
Yes. Oh, I like that. But I was going to ask, where is this movie set? Just so I can kind of understand it. Like maybe regionally
Naperville
specifically.
Could be good, yeah.
It could be. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Naperville. I do think Gotham is based off of Naperville, Illinois.
Joker said have nothing. A sense of it. No, they hide it a little bit, but they want
that's
you to
why
know
all the girls,
you're watching a movie about Naperville. Yes.
That's why all
yeah.
the girls yeah. there, all the girls in the movie are having sex.
Joker yeah. shows
that's
up.
That's why there's so many outdoor malls in Joker.
Joker lands in Fort Lauderdale. He draws a single line between two letters to change Carrabba's Italian Grill to Carrabba's Italian Grin.
Oh, shit. That's good.
He switches the signs of Hot Topic and Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. Now it says Hot Secret.
So, well, no. What actually happens is the
Victoria's
store.
Topic.
Victoria.
Fuck.
No, what? So.
Shit.
So.
Fuck.
The most accurate description of what happens is that the store that was Victoria's Secret now has a Hot Topic sign out front, and the store that used to be Hot Topic now has a Victoria's Secret sign.
Whoa.
So
it doesn't
now
say, it doesn't say Hot Secret.
It no. No, it doesn't. It says Victoria's Secret. It's just on a different
store. Are you sure,
now.
Though?
I'm,
yeah. The
I'm,
way,
like,
the
I'm,
way
I'm
imagining 100%
it. Sure. I'm just like, I'm just watching this play out. And
the,
like,
I mean, I don't know, man, because I've seen the script. Like, I've seen the script.
I read the script as well.
And I'm pretty sure it says on
I read the script as well, and it's so good they can't mess this one up.
I haven't read the script, but I am using my imagination. And it says okay. Hot Secret.
And your imaginary.
Yes.
You're using both?
Yeah.
The Joker
okay.
is set entirely in Dave's garage.
What did Dave have in there?
Joker.
He had a mini ramp that we would skate on.
And
with
was
a skateboard.
Was the Joker mm-hmm. ever there?
Working your way up to a full-size ramp?
Yeah, maybe one day we'd get out of the garage, but. Couldn't get a full size ramp inside there.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You guys
Joker's
should
like,
buy
Joker's like, I'm fucking out of here.
Joker shows up, pops the fucking board, soundtrack CD out, throws it in his backpack, skates off to find a garage with a real ramp.
Did you finish your drink?
Yeah.
Okay, finally. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.